Announce it, but the Cougars are coached by Corey Gazelle, Larry Morris, and Rick Blackmore. Of course, your Chargers are coached by Ray Pope, assistant coach Brandon Pope. Again, our umpires for this afternoon, still Roger Rickman and Steve Stevenson.
Can I get this one just so
you
can
see the change? Yeah. All right, well, the Cougars just made a little bit of a change in their lineup. Switch their left fielder to catcher and catcher to left field. What's up with that?
Interesting. They got a left-hander on the mound here.
We had to see that this morning.
Yep, second left-hander with the Chargers face today.
Well, there was one pickoff move today, but I don't think it was at first base. It was actually only at third base today, that left-handed pitcher. So go figure.
Yeah. Interesting.
All right, well, we're the visiting team today, so we'll be batting first. Our lovely team manager, Julia, is here again today, doing the scoreboard, doing a number of things at once. Keep up with balls, strikes, player numbers, score, playing all the songs and the clips.
Oh, yeah, that music sounds pretty good as we go along here. I listened to the podcast from earlier today. Sounds real good.
Lead off for the Chargers, the pitcher, number 9, Brandon Wilson.
All right. See what kind of pitcher we have up against us here.
Got to move my chair a little bit. I'm blocked out from the action a little bit. There we go. Here's the first pitch. That was nothing fancy but a strike right down the middle.
Yeah,
fastball.
Knee high.
0-1 count. Oh, came back with an off-speed curveball, didn't he?
He's got a nice big left-handed curveball there, too, it looks like.
Counts 0-2. Swing and a miss. He's due to hit one. I bet he gets it.
Yeah, that's going down the third baseline.
Foul ball. I tell you what, he ran fast to first. Always important to run him out, which he did.
Yep.
That ball, foul ball down the third baseline. Wilson comes back to the plate. Count is still 0-2. I kind of don't think he's going to see a fastball. There's another curveball, a little pop up to the pitcher, and he fielded it for out number 1.
Yeah.
Next up for the Chargers, the shortstop, number 3, Emerson Mann.
It's about 4:30 p.m.
Pitching from the windup, delivers the pitch.
Outside.
Outside fastball. Maybe he's doing like that other pitcher did, that first pitch trying to get up in the count's a fastball.
Yeah. He's got to bring it in there.
Here comes the pitch. It's high and outside ball, isn't it? 2-0. Comes the next pitch. Still pitching out of the windup. Doesn't look like he's got an overpowering pitch on his fastball.
No.
But he's showing us a couple of different pitches.
It's a little out.
That's interesting on that. That was kind of a fastball.
Yeah. He's just drifting outside on his fastball right now.
3-0.
Yep, that's got another ball.
4 straight balls. Next up for the Chargers, third baseman, number 16, Ian Wilson.
All 4 of those missed outside to the right.
All right. Well, Ian got 1 of the 3 hits that we had this morning. It was a nice hit. Maybe they'll throw him that curveball again.
Got a base runner, but he's being looked back. Yeah, first throw right over to first base.
Chargers in the white uniforms. The red clay shows up well when they dive into the dirt.
Yep. Ooh. Held off well on that, but he still got a little bit in front of him.
He did. 0-1 count.
Foul ball.
Still runner at first. One out. Pitcher now. Pitching from the stretch.
Going to first. It's a pretty good move.
That's a pretty good move. He's pretty quick, easily able to get back.
That's outside.
Throws it to first. Oh, that was close. Called him safe. Catcher gunned it down to the first baseman, but Emerson Mann was able to make it back in time.
Well, we've seen that catcher's got an arm on him, that's for sure.
Well, he wasn't afraid to throw it, and it was a good throw, too. Very close play. Oh.
Out in front of that one.
Sure was. That was a pretty nasty curveball. 1-2 count. I think he's going to probably come back with another curveball, and if he does, I bet Ian hits it. Runner on first. Pitcher looks him back. Man plays off first, taking a lead of about 6-7 feet. Here comes the pitch.
Yep, it was a big curve. You were right.
He was ready for it. Didn't get it, but he got a bat on it.
Yep, kept it alive. One and two. Still got to guard that plate. A little more junk here would be my prediction.
I think you're right. He's got a couple more pitches he can play around with.
Yeah.
That's outside for a ball. 2-2. Catcher keeps looking that runner back to first. Keeps diving into the dirt, getting back. Counts 2-2. It might be. That might drop. But he's not going to.
Oh, yeah, tough.
That was a tough play. What could he do?
Nothing. Ball dropped into short right field.
Next up for the Chargers, Brett Knight.
But Emerson had to hold up. So they managed to throw him out at second. Not much he can do on the play. So Ian's at first now.
Two outs.
And two out. Uh-oh. Run it out.
Hits a little dribble right down the first baseline on the first pitch, and he's tagged out. So that's a short inning. And High Point gets out of the first inning with a walk, three outs, no runs, bringing them up to bat. Not really the kind of start you want to see, but game still yard.
Yep. Not a fast start there, but we can see. We can improve on that. Looks like Brandon's on the mound this game.
Yes, it does. And I thought through the summer and into Florida, he has pitched stronger and stronger.
Yep.
Most people wouldn't realize that he's just a ninth grader as well as he plays.
Uh-huh, yeah.
He plays awful good for a ninth grader, I
tell
you.
He sure does.
You can tell Coach Pope has an awful lot of confidence in him, and rightfully so. He's a great player.
He's got quite a bit of action on the ball when he's got it working. So we see how it goes today.
It's important for him to get out of the gate pretty good. He can get a couple of strikeouts or a bat on the ball and then the runner gets thrown out where he gets his confidence going. That makes a big difference in how he plays.
Yep, need a little bit of defense in the first inning here. Let's see how this works out. It looks like he's got Charlie in at first. Is Brad is the DH in this game?
Yeah, Brad's DH in this game.
All right, so there's a couple of lineup changes. Mark's out in right field. Charlie's at first. Hunter's moved to center.
Number 23, John Egger. Here comes the pitch outside. Ball one.
Here we go,
1-0. Here's the pitch. Oh,
that's a strike.
That is a strike. Swing and a miss for 1-1.
Fooled him on that one.
Sure did. Didn't look like he really wanted to swing at that, but it's too late. That was a good pitch.
Yeah, nice. Inside corner.
That's right. 1-2. Here comes the pitch.
Ooh, big curveball. Whoa.
They called it a ball. 2-2.
I guess that came in a little high. Matt's checking with the umpire right now, trying to figure out what the heck was over there.
Wilson pitching from the stretch. He's ready to deliver the pitch. Here he comes.
There you go. That's a strike.
Oh, he rents out. He pokes it up, and it's going into that Bermuda Triangle. Center fielder. Oh. Center fielder Hunter Bryson called it. Caught it.
Nice job, Hunter.
He knows he's the captain of the outfield, so I'm glad he took that ball because if it hit the ground.
He's going to take the heat one way or the other.
He's going to take the heat for it.
Uh-huh.
Number 28, Tyler Morris. We got a lefty here.
That's good to get that first man out. That helps a lot.
He took a healthy cut at that ball for a tip foul ball.
Now that's not the pitcher, is it? It's another lefty, I guess.
That's the left fielder. This is the one who was originally slated to be the catcher, and they made the switch on and moved him to left field.
Interesting.
0-1.
Been moving the outfield around here a little bit.
I don't know how that was a ball. It must have been really inside. So it's 1-1.
I guess they're expecting it's got to be a pull hitter.
One out. Wilson pitching from the stretch. And ready to deliver the pitch. Here it comes. Oh, he cuts it up. It may stay in play. It's kind of fanning out. Wilson runs for it.
Oh, very close.
Doesn't quite get it. Very close.
Right up against the fence. Behind third there.
We got a 1-2 count. Good spot to be in the count for the pitcher, so hopefully he'll give him something hard, if not impossible, to hit.
It'd be a good idea right here. Let's see how it comes with it.
Comes the pitch.
Yeah, oh, nice
curveball, which gets number 28 looking. Number 21, Michael Johnson.
That was a massive drop on that curveball. Good pitch.
There was a drop on that. Looked like it was a little bit high, but glad we got the call. Two down. Here comes the pitch. Ball one, a little bit low. Comes the pitch. Same pitch, a little bit low. He called it a ball.
Come back.
Like he had quite a bit of velocity on that fastball,
mm-hmm,
though.
Yeah.
Didn't quite make his knees on that one.
Oh.
There you go.
Right, towards the right.
Hit a floater.
Yeah, nice job, Charlie.
A float foul ball that first baseman Charlie Stutzman was able to run back and catch, and that's 1-2-3. That's how you like to see it.
That's a good inning right there. Charlie covered a lot of ground going straight back on that one and caught it over his shoulder. Looked great.
I tell you, from having watched Brandon Wilson pitch a lot now, that's going to do a lot for his confidence. And I expect to see the same kind of pitching from him now in the second inning. Now, if we win this game, when would be our next game?
I have no idea.
Well, let's look at this.
I think let's
be optimistic here and let's look at this. All right. This morning, the Chargers beat Raven Gap.
Yep.
All right. And so this is what's considered game six.
So this is the winner game.
So the winner
from this morning's bracket, right? So the winner of this will go to the final.
Yeah, the winner of game six plays tomorrow, actually not until 5:30.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we lose, the loser plays at 3:00 tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of an interesting. First up for the Chargers, number four, left fielder, Bradley Roberts.
All right, Bradley. That is kind of wild. I don't know what exactly that is.
That's
there.
What I was saying. It sounds like something underwater. I'm not sure what it is.
I recorded all those little snips for him. I did exactly whatever they told me to do. That's what he wanted. So.
I guess that's something. I'm not sure what it is. I guess maybe if you heard the whole song, you'd appreciate it more.
Uh-huh.
First pitch is outside for a ball. Ball one. 1-0. Again, the High Point Christian Academy Cougar pitcher is a left-hander. A little bit harder for the players to watch. That's two balls, 2-0.
A little bit outside there. He's losing him out there.
I tell you what, I think he's having a little bit of problem with his control.
Yeah.
I don't think he meant to pitch three balls, and they weren't really that close. They didn't look like it.
No. It's a little bit. Oop.
Oh. I gave that one to him. Inside fastball. He called for a strike. Count is 3-1 to Bradley Roberts.
All right. Let's see what he comes with here. Fastball high and away.
It is high and away.
Ball four.
Next up for the Chargers, the center fielder, number 8, Hunter Bryson.
All right, Hunter. Need a base hit right here. Got a base runner.
Here comes the pitch. I'll tell you what, that was a little bit of a curve ball, but didn't have a lot of curve to it. Looked at that strike.
Yep.
Count 0-1. Here comes the pitch. Oh, he throws the first.
Threw behind
him.
Oh,
they saw the signal there, and they tagged him, and he's out.
That's what happens when you don't have enough practice against the left-hander. He just left a little bit early during that windup.
I think you're right. And he saw him running and spun, and they were pretty easy to get him out there. Still 0-1. There's the pitcher delivering the pitch, and that's high for a ball. Counts 1-1. 1 out after that pickoff on first, or the rundown on first.
Too bad.
That is too bad. They say that ball hit him in the foot, so he's hit by a pitch and advancing to first.
Yeah.
Take it any way you can. Next up for the Chargers, the catcher, number 10, Matt Hamm.
Matt's been hitting the ball well all year so far.
Yes, he has.
So hopefully he's going to get a piece of one right here.
He had a good hit this morning that
was
really – we needed all of our three hits we got this morning to win the game. First pitch is a ball.
Fired one to left field this morning, out to the fence.
First pitch a little high and outside for ball one. 1-0 is the count. Runner on first. Bryson is hanging pretty close to first base. Doesn't want to get picked off.
Uh-huh. That's a pretty good idea right now.
I think he's got a... All right, the count's 2-0. Here's the pitcher. Pitching from the stretch. Comes the pitch. Oh, outside.
Good luck.
3-0.
That's hard to hold back, but he did. Good eye there.
All right. Well, you got a 3-0 pitch. He's not been showing the most control. You got to think out of the next three pitches, he's going to throw at least one that's a ball.
Yeah.
No need to really play off that far if you're going to get a walk. And Bryson at first base did not. Gets back to first after the throw from the pitcher to first. Now the pitcher's delivering the pitch on this 3-0 count. Oh, hand starts running before the
good
call,
job,
but it is,
man,
a ball.
Yeah.
Second baseman, number 5, Greg Jokel.
He was halfway to first by the time the umpire called that one. That's a catcher's eye right there.
Well, the coach has seen enough, and he wants to go out and talk to the pitcher for just a little while.
Yeah.
Try to settle him down.
He is having a little bit of control problems this inning.
We have one of the new recruits to Ray Pope's team, a rising ninth grader, Davis Bryson, who's just come up.
All right.
That's the easiest way to get rid of anyone who walks up the table and start talking to him, and they walk off.
They're all microphone shy right now.
Yeah,
here.
They're shy. Give them a few years. Here's the pitch. It was outside fastball,
yep,
for ball one.
Good looking pitch, but it's a little outside.
I think he's getting a little bit rattled. I bet he takes a little bit off the pitch, trying to groove it down the middle. So there's a good chance to get a hit here for Mr. Jokel. Like right there.
Oh, yeah. That was a good pitch.
He stared at a fastball that really was not that fast. 1-1 count. Bryson's taking it.
Ooh, got away. He's running.
All
right. Good job.
The pitch went by the catcher just a little bit. Bryson was taking the lead off second. He dove into third base. He beat the throw and was safe. For some reason, the runner at first did not advance, so we had runners at first and third.
Still count on first there. I don't exactly know why, but.
I'm sure he will hear about it.
Yeah, I think he will.
So the count's 2-1. Runners on first and third. We're in good scoring position here. Pitcher throws to first. Try to get that runner back, which he does.
That's interesting.
And that's right. We got Jared Carson in running for Matt Hamm. Pitcher looks back. Bryson at third. Again, takes a pretty good lead. 7 or 8 feet off third base. Jokel up to bat. 2-1. Here comes the pitch.
Oh, popped up. That's going to be out of play.
Out of play. You're right. Counts 2-2. I tell you what, though. He needs to squarely swing through that ball and not drop his shoulder. Easier said than done, though.
Now this is a little tricky right here. 2-2, first and third.
One out. Good point. If he could, it was a good bunter to do some sort of suicide squeeze play. Let's see. He's running. Oh, he fouls it off again.
Yeah. He got a good jump on it, but he's protecting that play. He's got to do it.
All right. Well, I tell you what, though, we definitely need to get a run out of this.
Yep.
Still runners on first and third. One out. Counts 2-2. Here comes the pitch. And he's hit a little dribble foul down first base side. Well, he's hanging in there anyway.
Yep. He's making a battle out of this thing here.
Anytime you can make the pitcher throw a pitch is a not get out, it's a good thing. Still 2-2. Runners at first and second. Here comes the pitch to Jokel. Oh, and he hit it. Oh, yes, base hit.
Nice.
Right by the third baseman's glove. And you got
He's running Carson. Second. He's coming back.
Yeah,
good.
Left fielder not playing. Well done. Next up for the Chargers, the right fielder, number 14, Mark Easley.
All right, 1-4, let's get a hit up there. Jared was breaking on the pitch, so he made it all the way to third on that play.
Yes, he did. I tell you, that was a good hit, good base running, a good battle at the plate.
All right, 1-0 Chargers.
With that hit, puts us ahead. You're right. The runners at first and third again. Here comes the pitch. That fastball right down the pike. Looked at it. 0-1 count.
Be ready for that first pitch fastball. It's a good idea.
Pitcher pitching from the stretch. Delivers the pitch. Throws a wicked curve, but it's outside.
Missed.
It missed.
Good luck there.
1-1 is the count.
See if he sends that runner now from first.
I tell you.
One out. Think I would.
Here comes the pitch.
Out in front of that.
Swing and a miss. Counts 1-2. All right. Well, he's got to protect here, and I'm sure he will. I bet he's going to see a pretty ugly curveball here.
Imagine.
And yes,
you're right.
Did,
it's a big one.
That's the one that got him.
Strike three.
Let's go nine. Next up for the Chargers, number 9, the pitcher, Brandon Wilson.
All right, 2 down.
You got it playing? Yeah. Go ahead and play it. There's a little delay on his, it seems like, on his music clip. All right, well, we got 2 outs. Ball's in the dirt, 1 hop, but it hits the catcher in the mask, so no pass ball. Still have runners on first and third. You know, sometimes you wonder about that little league play. Send the runner, maybe get him caught in a rundown.
Mm-hmm.
See if they'll forget about the runner from third coming in.
Yeah.
Coming in to score.
We've used that a couple times last season. Worked well, actually.
Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss.
Ooh, almost got away again.
We got a 1-1 count.
Need to bring in that runner from third right now.
Yes, we do. Hit scores a run for sure. Another swing and a miss.
Everybody's out in front of those curveballs just like in a game 1.
Yes, they are. I tell you, that curveball easily looked like it was up in the sky, and that thing just dropped straight down.
Oh, yeah.
All right, the count to Wilson's 1-2. Here it comes.
There you
go.
Hard hit.
And the center fielder's there to field it. But it was a well-struck ball out to the center fielder to end the inning. So after the top of the second inning, scored a run, Cary Academy Chargers up 1-0.
That's good. Good to be up 1 anyway.
That's right. Got 1 hit for the Chargers, no hits for High Point. Moving to the bottom of the second inning. So for people in the audience today, how should I announce to them if they want to hear the audio broadcast of this? Where should they go?
They should go to, let me write it down.
All right, and then I'll read it off.
Good idea. goldhat.net/photos.
goldhat.net/photos.
And then they'll see a place they can click right there that says 2007 Cary Academy Tournament.
That's okay. I'll just do the... For all of our fans here today, there is an audio broadcast of the game. If you have any friends or relatives who'd like to listen to the game, just after the game, direct them to www.goldhat.net/photos. That's www.goldhat.net/photos for an audio commentary announcement of the game.
Very good.
All right, so we hope some of our listeners will go to listen to that, particularly for the ones that are batting.
Yep. If you like it, send us an
Number
email.
Number 39, Brett Parrish. Tell you what, that looked like a pretty good pitch. Must have been inside though. Now this is a big fella right here.
Yeah, I believe that was a little high even for him.
Counts 1-0. This is their fourth batter, and boy, Woo! Oh boy, he took a swing at the ball that time for a swing and a miss. Counts 1-1.
He looked away on that pitch.
He looks like he's about 6'3", 220. Oh, but he hits a dribbler down the first baseline. He gets it.
Nice.
Pitcher to Stutzman at first for an easy out.
Good hustle by Brandon right there all the way down that line. Picked
Number
it up 15, and got
it. Kevin Studers. Worry about the pronunciation of a few of these.
Nice to take out the big man on a slow dribbler like that.
Excuse me. Yeah, his name's Sanders. Look like. Correction, Kevin Sanders. That first pitch was a ball. I tell you what, he did a little pop-up, foul ball to the first baseman who dives and can't quite get to it. But he made a good effort at that ball. We got the count 1-1, one out, fifth batter in the Cougars' order. They've had no base runners yet. That's a good thing. All right, count 1-1. A little bit of a delay here, not sure why. Here's a stretch, here comes the pitch. Fastball outside, counts 2-1. Stretch, delivers the pitch. Another fastball, a little bit low.
A little low. Looked pretty good.
Counts 3-1. Well, I tell you what, outfield better be ready, because this player looks like he's ready to hit the ball. Oh, and he hits the batter with an inside pitch.
Got him on the left elbow.
And the Cougars have a base runner now. Number 14, Connor Scarborough. That's all right. One out. This is first baseman up to bat.
Pretty much if you moved your elbow a couple inches, I'm pretty sure that would have missed.
Now they switch out that runner because he was the catcher with substitute number 15. Now that's interesting. I don't see 15 on the that's I guess they did last out, Kevin Sanders. Which is what they did. That's a good strike right there. I guess the count's 0-2, isn't it?
Yep. Brandon's throwing the ball well here.
So we got one out, runner on first, throws to first base to try to get the runner, but Sanders dives back to the bag safe. Here comes the pitch. Oh, it's a curveball,
nice.
And he got him, and he swung at that for the second out.
Good pitch, nine.
Number 25, Noah Blackmore.
He realized a little bit too late that was coming in there. He took a swing, but it was long gone.
I'm sitting here looking at the lineup for High Point Christian Academy. Swing and a miss.
It's a foul tip there, but
okay.
Matt caught it.
That'll work, 0-1. They only have one senior on this team that I see. Everyone else, sophomore, juniors.
Mm-hmm. Just like us. Uh-oh.
Wilson made a good move through to first. Looked like Stutzman may have tagged him out, but the umpire called him safe. I think he may have missed one there.
Yeah, I think so.
I think they got him. Counts 0-1. Here comes the pitch. That looked good, too. He called it a strike. 0-2. I tell you what, you get him confident on mixing up those pitches, he will flat keep doing it.
Yep.
Here comes the pitch. Big high curveball. It stayed high, though. He didn't bite. But a good pitch when you got a 0-2 count. So count now is 1-2. Two outs.
Making a break.
Pitch. Oh, we got
strike that. Three. Nice
strike
job.
Strike three. I tell you what, except for that one battery hit, we've had seven batters, six outs.
Yeah.
So at the end of two innings, Cary Academy Chargers 1, High Point Christian Academy Cougars 0. Playing a good game.
Very good game so far. Pitching well, had some defense. Need to put the bat on the ball a little bit more.
Now, I noticed that the High Point Christian Academy Cougars are NCISAA 2A, whereas we're NCISAA 3A. Again, I guess that would signify we're a bigger school. That's why they're 2A.
Yeah.
Which one of those two
ends
need to be lowered or raised, or did you have bother with that?
Little Rolling Stones action there for us.
Yeah, pretty good. All right, who we got leading off here? Well, it's going to be Emerson Mann for the Chargers. You know, he's a good hitter, been in a little bit of a slump, but hopefully he'll break out of it. All right, first up for the Chargers, the shortstop, number 3, Emerson Mann.
All right, 3, you know what to do. Get a hit up there.
Pitch, and it's a curve ball low.
Good eye.
Ball 1. Comes the pitcher. Comes the pitch from the stretch. A little bit high outside. Ball 2. The Cougars are sticking with their left-handed pitcher who started the game. He's not done bad. Here comes the pitch. That looked right down the pipe, and it was.
Yep.
Strike 1. Counts 2-1 to Emerson Mann, the shortstop. Here comes the pitch.
And it's high. He's still a little around the plate, not quite on it.
You're right, 3-1, and I don't think he's going to throw 2 strikes in a row.
But that's high.
And he didn't, and it is.
Yep.
Walking.
Okay. It's good to get that first man on.
Third baseman, number 16, Ian Wilson.
See if we can get him to come around.
All right. We've got a runner on first. No outs.
Yeah. Ooh.
I'm not sure if that was a strike, but they called it one.
Big breaking ball.
Took that first pitch, 0-1 count. And man sticking a little bit closer to first base after getting run down in the first inning.
Yeah.
Here comes the pitch. Oh, he tried to bunt it. Got a little bit of piece of it.
Yeah.
For a foul ball, but out of play.
They called the bunt and run right there, Coach Pope, so he had to reach out for a pitch that was pretty wide. Managed to foul it away.
Gets the signal, counts 0-2. Calls timeout. I'm sure he didn't like what he saw. That's fine. Don't want to bat till you're ready. All right. Here we go. Runner on first, no outs. Here comes the pitch. And it was a.
Did it hit hard?
That's it. I don't. Didn't look like he was on second, but he called him out. Fielder's choice.
Yeah.
Shortstop, second base. Left fielder, number 7. The right designated hitter, number 19, Brett Knight.
All right, Brett. This is your type of pitcher. I think you can get a hold of one of these.
I think he is. If he throws that fastball right down the middle, I think he'll park it out there to the fence. Oh, pass
got
ball
away,
to the
got
pitcher.
Away.
Got away. He easily makes it to second.
Yep.
On that pass ball. So 1-0. Now have a runner on second. One out. Count 1-0 to Brett Knight, who's DH in this game. Or at least this inning.
Yeah. It's a run here.
Comes pitch.
Woo! Way in front of that.
Swing and a miss. Counts 1-1. I tell you, I'm not sure as big as Brett is that this pitcher's going to throw him a fastball down the middle.
Yeah, it'd be kind of suicidal. Well, let's see what he does. He did.
Boy, he did. And he hit it. He didn't hit it to the shortstop. Runner makes it to third. Shortstop to first, and he gets him out.
All right, that's a moved him around, sacrifice.
Fielding's now the
choice.
Left fielder, number 7, Bradley Roberts. Number 4. It's actually number 4. They've got number 7 on the sheet here.
Yes, 4. It's been 4. Uh-oh. That's
Pop
playable.
Up.
That's playable. Good try by the catcher there on a deep foul ball. He almost got there. It was right in front of the home team dugout there.
Runner in scoring position here on third base. Ian Wilson hit scores a run. We could use another run. So the count's 0-1. Here comes the pitch.
It's a strike.
Looked at an outside, looked like an outside fastball, but must have hit the corner. Count's 0-2. Well, I don't think he's going to see that fastball again. I tell you, he didn't deliver the pitch, acted like he was going to throw it to third, looked like it was close to a ball. Here comes the pitch. It was low and outside for a ball. Counts 1-2.
Just takes one right here.
There you go. Here comes the pitch. Oh, he swung and a miss. So he stranded Wilson on third base. Too bad.
We've left quite a few on here. First three innings, I think about 4 left on or so.
That's not good, not good. But we're still winning 1-0. Maybe a little AC/DC Back in Black will inspire them.
Exactly. Unless they're like, who's that?
You know, a lot of they know these classic rock and roll bands, a lot of them.
I think there was some Brad Paisley we played earlier today, and then they had a really good inning after that, so we better get that going.
There you go. I hear you. I'd be all for that.
There's some mud on the tires in that iPod somewhere. I better find that.
All right. Well, we've got now the bottom half of the Cougars order coming up, so hopefully Wilson can continue to put everyone else on his back and get us to another inning. Ball's going down, getting ready to put it in play. First up for the Cougars, number 34, Houston Harrington. This is another big guy right here.
Yep.
Bet he's about
6'3". What position in the order is this guy here?
He's the number 8th batter. This is your pitcher right here.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes the pitch, high and outside. Ball 1. Didn't look that big out on the mound. Here comes the pitch. That looked pretty good to me, but he called it a ball. Must have been a little bit low on the fastball.
Yeah, I think he called that low.
Counts 2-0. Comes the pitch.
Oh!
Got him swinging at a high. I think he thought that curveball was going to break down a little lower than it did.
Yep, he went after a high one there.
Counts 2-1. Backs away from the plate, takes a practice swing. Comes back up. I'll tell you what, he's expecting to hit the ball. Yeah, that looks
good pitch.
Fastball. He looked at it, counts 2-2.
Caught that one on the outside corner for the left-handed batter. That's good.
Good pitch. Gets the signal. Here comes the pitch. Oh, got him swinging again.
Strike 3.
That is a strike. 1 out. Number 12, Andrew Steele. Again, that's a good, very good start. Here we are at the last batter in the order. Number 9, Andrew Steele, the center fielder. Well, the ball was not caught. Hit, tipped off Matt Hamm's glove and rolled back, but luckily no one was on base, so no harm there. So we got a ball, 1-0 to Andrew Steele.
Good pitch. Inside corner, good fastball. He's got that low inside fastball working right now.
He's got a lot of confidence right now. That's a good thing for us. Counts 1-1.
Got it again.
Good pitch right there.
Yes. Same pitch.
And he looked at it again. 1-2. All right, we got 1 out. Counts 1-2 to the number 9 batter, Andrew Steele. Here comes the pitch.
And pushed it again.
Swing and a miss for out number 2.
Nice. 2 K's
well
in a row.
Done. Number 23, John Egger.
He put everything on the inside corner that time and it took him out.
Tell you what, 9 batters, 8 outs.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. All right, no base runners, 2 outs. Here comes the pitch. And it was just a
nice.
Nothing fancy, fastball right down the middle. That guy just looked at it. 0-1 count. Pitching from the stretch. Here it comes. And it was
good.
A pretty nasty looking curveball.
Big curveball right there.
That bottom just dropped right out of that thing. Counts 0-2. Here comes pitch.
Another
wicked curveball. Goodness gracious, they didn't come close to hitting that.
Nice job.
Dropped it, but throws to Stutzman at first with a 3rd out. And I tell you.
All right, 3 strikeouts.
10 Woo. Batters, 9 outs. We'll take that. Someone needs to talk to him, though, about that one he hit. Otherwise, he'd been, yeah. otherwise he'd been perfect.
That's right. It's still a no-hitter if you got to hit batsman, though, at the end, right?
There you go. He is pitching a no-hitter after 3. Well, if we can just hit the daggone ball, I'm feeling pretty good.
We've had a lot of runners. We haven't got too many of them in yet so far.
We got a little bit of a pitching duel here, that's for sure.
We did.
All right, they bring the left-hander back to the mound, the Cougars do.
Yeah. This is pretty good.
Red Hot Chili Peppers here.
Yeah, this is one of the songs I like because it's about Indiana, so it's good.
You used to live there?
Yeah, that's where I grew up. I played baseball in Indiana.
What position did you play?
Catcher.
You said pitcher?
Catcher.
Oh, catcher. Lead off for the Chargers. Center fielder, number 8, Hunter Bryson.
All right, Hunter, base hit now. I got a feeling if somebody can hit this curveball hard, then it's going to break out here. Just got somebody got to show that this thing can be hit.
I think you're right. Here comes the pitch. It's high and outside for ball one.
And Hunter can sit back on this thing and hit hard. That'd be great. We need that.
That ball's in the dirt. Bounces up for ball two.
That ball bounced back to the screen, but no harm done.
Here comes the pitcher delivering the next pitch at 2-0. And it's a...
Yeah!
Oh, he strikes.
That's
a
exactly
single,
what we're looking for.
Single right down the middle. Good hit.
Finally, somebody timed that pitch.
Next up for the Chargers, the catcher, number 10, Matt Hamm. That was a good hit, good single, similar to the one he hit this morning. Let's see if Matt Hamm can come back with the good hit that he had this morning to advance him around.
Yep, need to string a couple together here.
That hit Hamm had this morning was well struck.
Yep, we need that. We need it again. And left field line looks pretty open again right now.
Don't think we have any balls yet, do we?
Not yet.
All right, he lays down the bunt. He's digging it, dives. Oh, well-placed bunt. And
all right.
Advanced Bryson to second base, sacrifice bunt. He did his job. The team's coming out of the dugout to hit his hands for that. Next up for the Chargers, the second baseman, number 5, Greg Jokel.
Yeah, he placed that bunt well right down to third base.
Coach Pope has been big this year on doing your job, and I tell you what, he did his job then, laid down a great sacrifice bunt.
Mm-hmm. Now we can see if we can get Hunter in for second, make it a payoff.
Bryson takes a pretty healthy lead off second, but there's no one on second, so he can go pretty far. Here comes the pitch. Oh, pops it up.
Out of play.
He needs to go straight through that ball.
I'd like to see that straightened out.
All right, runner on second, one out, 0-1 to the count to Jokel. Here comes the pitch.
Ooh, good block by the catcher in the dirt.
I tell you, it was a curveball. That ball bounced, though, right there almost at the grass. That was not a well-thrown pitch. No one's going to swing at that unless they got it on the first hop. Here's the count, 1-1.
Nice! Oh, hit hard! Right at him, unfortunately.
Yeah, he was a well-struck ball, but it went right to the right fielder. Next up for the Chargers, the right fielder, number 14, Mark Easley. Now, there's a good clip. I like that one.
That's a little intense.
He must have had a good advisor on that one.
Good luck.
Ball down and low. Ball one.
Make this guy throw a pitch here. Good.
Bryson still at second base. I think a hit would score him. Too bad on that one by Jokel. That was a well-struck ball. Oh,
ooh, way out in front of that curveball again.
It was. Counts 1-1. Swing and a miss.
Swing hard. Swing like you mean it up there. Pitcher's shaking that off. He wants something.
Here comes the pitch. That looked like a fastball right down the middle. Swing and a miss.
Yep.
1-2 count.
Just 1-2 now.
Just didn't quite get it.
Guard that play now. Hit it hard.
Here we go.
Runner need a hit
on,
right
runner
here.
On second. Count 1-2. Two outs there. Pitcher's worried about the runner at second. Turns around, but no one within 20 feet of the bag on his team to throw it to. Here comes the pitch. Oh, it was is. He dropped it. He's running. He's swinging a miss. They throw it to first base, though, and get those three outs. Stranded another runner in the field. That's the way it goes. So after the top of the fourth, still up 1-0.
Stranded another one. That's the last 5-6 runners we've stranded it today so far.
Too many. All right, well, if they can't score, all we need is one.
If this game wound up 1-0, it'd be the first time in history.
I think you're right.
Although I think we had one game 2-1 last year against Durham Academy, the last game of the year.
Yep.
That was a tight battle.
Well, this tournament's a lot of fun. I guess this is the what? Third year of the tournament?
Yeah. Of course, the Chargers won last year. That was nice.
First up for the Cougars, number 28, Tyler Morris. Hey, Joe, how you doing? All right, first pitch is down and low for a ball. Counts 1-0. Are there any Diet Cokes back there? Thank you.
It was a little low. Good pitch.
That was a good pitch for a strike. Looked at it. Counts 1-1. And this is the second batter in the Cougars' order. Now, that was a pretty nasty curveball, and that looked pretty good, but he didn't give it to him. So the count's 2-1. All right, here comes the next pitch. I tell you, that looked pretty good, too. Must have been inside fastball for a ball.
Yep.
Count's 3-1.
A little bit inside on the left-hander. Oh, fouled it away.
Looked like he was coming in high. He took a little bit of a turn on it, fouled it off. It's a good break. Full count, 3-2. Tell you, he's been kind of pitching in the zone, and he's getting some good breaks, too, which is a good thing. All right, pitching from the stretch. Here comes the last pitch. A little bit low.
That's low.
He walked him.
I think that's
number 21, Michael Johnson.
Maybe the first guy he gave up as a first batter there.
Well, that's his first walk. They've only had, that's the second base runner.
Yeah.
Comes the pitch, foul and out of play.
That's out of play. Just a strike.
Good start, 0-1 count, runner at first. No outs. Bottom of the fourth inning. Cougar, by virtue of the flip or the draw, is the home team today.
Oh, man, that was a good move, too. Almost got him again.
That's right, the runner leadoff. Wilson gunned it to Stutzman at first base, but the tag didn't get him. Here's the pitch. Oh, curve ball high for a call for a ball. Counts 1-1. Here comes the pitch. That was right down the pipe. Runner stealing. A little bit late on the throw. He needs to get up and gun that ball, and he hesitated just a little bit. The runner was able to make it to second. Counts 1-2, though. Here comes the pitch. And it's a nasty curveball, but he's able to get a little bit of a bat on it and foul it down.
Yep.
Count still 1 and 2. Runner on second, taking a pretty healthy lead off the bag. Here's the pitch, and I tell you what,
That's a solid hit right there.
Center fielder fields it, throws it to the cut at first base.
Almost.
I tell you, that runner was running fast. He made it from second to home.
Yep.
All right, off the singer, runner's on first. I'm not sure. All right, number 39, Brett Parrish.
It's a good hit. Not much you could do about that one.
Hey, they had that run around in third. He must not have even slowed up a bit.
No.
All right, first pitch is a foul ball to first baseman.
Nice job, Charlie.
Catches it for the, is that first out or second out?
That gets first out, isn't it?
Number 15, Kevin Sanders.
Yeah, the guy that scored was the leadoff batter, drew a walk.
Well, that means we're going to have to score another run.
Yep.
Wilson throws it from pitcher's mound to first base. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a foul tip.
There you go.
Counts 0-1. One out. Runner on first. Here comes the pitch. No, it's a pretty nasty curveball for a strike. 0-2. To the catcher, number 15, Kevin Sanders.
Caught him looking at that one.
All right. Well, he's way up on the count. Throws it to first. Runner dives back safe. Here comes the pitch. 0-2 count. It's another.
Oh, yeah.
Another curveball.
Strike three.
Stood at it. Called him for the strike. Two outs.
Way to go, nine.
Number 14, Connor Scarborough.
Wow, Brandon's really putting together the strikeouts today.
He has had some strikeouts. I haven't counted, but I think he has 5 or 6, doesn't he?
Yep.
Runner on first. Here comes the pitch. Fastball strike. Looked a little bit right at the chest, and he got the call. 0-1 count. Runner on first. Here comes the pitch. It's a curveball. He waited on it. It's an easy little ground ball, and we have an E4. Couldn't quite build it. Not sure. All right. Well, they got runners on first and second. Number 25, Noah Blackmore.
Little bobble there. Cost us a way to get out of that inning.
All right. Well, we got runners on first and second. Second baseman, Noah Blackmore up to bat. Ball's a little bit outside. Well, Wilson's got to kind of put it out of his mind that he should have been out of this inning and just concentrate on this batter and remember how well he's pitching.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes the pitch.
Nice.
He did. He grooved that right down the middle, didn't he?
Yep.
Counts 1-1. Fastball down the middle. Wilson's getting ready for the next pitch. Taking his time. Here it comes. Oh, a swing on a high ball. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Counts 1 and 2. Runners on first and second. Two outs. Counts 1 and 2. Important pitch. Here it comes.
Woo.
Pretty nasty looking curveball. He didn't bite on it.
Nope.
Didn't give it to him. So it's 2 and 2 is the count.
Good block in there.
I think he's going to throw another nasty curve here. No, he doesn't.
Fastball. Left field.
Yeah, a little fly ball to left fielder. I don't think he has any trouble with it, and he does not. To get out of that inning. I think they scored their one run off their one hit.
Yep.
So the score is 1-1 going into the top of the fifth inning.
Tight game. New game.
Tell you, that little holder ought to be patented, shouldn't it, for those balls. So that's a nice little baseball holder. A reminder to all of our guests here today that restrooms may be found in the fitness center overlooking the tennis courts.
Well, the new pitcher.
They are bringing in a new pitcher.
That's interesting. Their other pitcher was doing well, so I don't know why they're bringing in one now.
I don't know why they're bringing in another one either, unless they want to save him a little bit.
Yeah. That's the only thing I can figure.
All right, well, let's get it going right here, I tell you. Well, we're back to the top of the order here.
Yep, top of the order, new pitcher. It's like a brand new game, three-inning game now. All tied up.
Lead off for the Chargers, the pitcher, number 9, Brandon Wilson. Okay, let's see how this goes. He's due for a hit, and hopefully he'll get it right down. Oh, he hits it down to the third baseman, who scoops it up. He makes the throw, and the first baseman misses it.
Goes through.
Yeah, he's running to second.
Nice job.
So we got that's what happens when you put the bat on the ball.
Yep, got to get it in play.
Third baseman threw a hard throw to first, and somehow he just missed it.
He had to throw there in time, but
the short stopped. Number 3, Emerson Mann.
It threw wide. That was a deep, long throw. New pitcher's a right-hander. First one we've seen all day.
Yeah, no outs, runner on second for a new pitcher. That's not what he wants to see, having a runner in scoring position behind him.
Brandon didn't waste any time on that first pitch.
That's right. He turned on it well. It was well hit.
Oh, no.
No, it was close.
Pitcher. Boy.
Must have been a signal from the catcher. Pitcher spun, threw it to second base. Wilson dived back. Close play, but they called him safe.
We'll take it.
Yes, we will.
The umpire was closer to the play than me that time. I guess he
was definitely safe. All right, he takes a healthy lead. Here comes the pitch. And he lays down a bunt.
Oh, yeah.
And they've got to go to first. Interesting. Advances him to a third base sacrifice bunt.
Yeah.
Next up for the Chargers, the third baseman, number 16, Ian Wilson. Well, he knew Ian was coming up to bat, and I tell you, I think that was a smart baseball move right there. One out, runner on third.
Yep. As long as you're looking, it works. You're looking good.
Make sure we score a run. Now, that was a nasty-looking curveball. Counts 0-1.
That was a good curve, but I don't think that was as big as the other guy had.
Well, now you've seen it. Let's see what he does.
Yeah.
There's it again. He'll hit it. Here comes the pitch, and it's in the dirt, almost a pass ball. Oh, an interesting delivery there, kind of a sidearm kind
of
throw.
Yeah, looking for some kind of submarine pitch there or something.
Pitcher throws a ball. The count's 1-1 to Wilson. Runner in scoring position at third base. Here comes the pitch.
Ooh, that had a lot of action on it.
It did, but it was a ball, a little bit low, counts 2-1. You got to think he's going to want to get something in the strike zone here.
Yeah.
This is, Ian's thinking the same thing. Here he comes, right? Yeah,
he went after it.
He did. Foul and out of play. 2-2 count.
Good cut.
2-2. Here comes the pitch. Into the dirt. Pass ball. They'll never get him. He runs and he's in and scores.
Brandon Wilson scores. That's a way to play.
I tell you, as quick as Brandon Wilson is, you knew it was a run as soon as that ball went by.
Mm-hmm. That worked out well. That made up for last inning when we didn't get it.
Well, he wants to hit the ball, but it sure takes the pressure off of him. So I bet he gets a good hit here. Full count. Swing and a miss.
Tough swing.
Next up for the Chargers, the designated hitter, number 19, Brett Knight.
All right, two out, but we got a run in. Georgia the Jungle out there. Oh yeah.
Man,
nice
turn. He drilled that ball into left field. Sharply hit single for Knight. Well done.
Nice job.
The left fielder, number 4, Bradley Roberts. I tell you, that clip's got some bass in it.
Sure does. That one's rattling the headphones.
Here comes the pitch. Foul tip back, strike one.
The Chargers have been kind of streaky on the hitting. Sometimes when somebody hits it hard like that, they just go crazy after that. I hope that happens here.
All right, here comes the pitch. And they call it a strike outside corner. Counts 0-2. Well, unfortunately for Mr. Roberts, he's going to see now two or three pretty ugly-looking curveballs, I bet. There it is.
There's number one.
It dropped. They called that a strike? Didn't look like a strike.
Who called it a strike?
I guess he did. Now, that's a bizarre turn of events, but they called that a strike. So that's a strikeout looking for Bradley Roberts. That's the third out. Strands Brett Knight at first base. And we go to the bottom of the fifth. Well, we scored a run. You got to look on the bright side.
That small ball worked on that inning. Get a guy on, move him around with a sacrifice. And then pass ball and got a run.
Well.
Take them how they're offered. Good idea.
I'll tell you the way Brandon's pitching, I'm feeling good. I guess they're going to go back with Preston Bull tomorrow, I guess. That's going to be not much rest for him.
Not much. We'll have to see. All the pitchers are going to be tired by tomorrow, though, that's for sure.
Well, luckily, we've got that 5:30 game, so that'll give them all day to rest. All right, well, we've got 3 hits. They've got 1.
Yeah. This is a tight game. It's liable to come down to who makes a less mistake towards the end here.
First up for the Cougars, number 34, Houston Harrington. That's 37?
Yeah, 37.
They got 34 on the... Oh. Correction.
They must have substituted him. I haven't seen him yet.
They did. And that's who did they put in 37? Who is it? Erath.
Erath, yeah. Might be. It's got an E on his uniform.
Sure is a pretty day today.
All right.
Oop, fouled out.
Foul ball. No, it's supposed to be 27. It's a misprint. It's Tyler Erath. They have it in the program as 27. And that is his number. His number is 27.
Nice pitch.
37. Tyler.
Well, whoever it was, he just went down.
That last batter was actually Tyler Erath, substitution, number 37. Who is this? What number is this?
I didn't see that so far. Check it out here. Something.
Number 12. Number 12, Andrew Still.
Yep, number 12. Another strike for Brandon. He's really in the groove right now.
Outside pitch for a ball. One and one.
Oh.
That was a good pitch. Swing and a miss on that curve ball for one and two.
Totally fooled them on that one.
One out. No runners on base. Here comes the pitch. Fastball. Foul.
Up, right side. Foul territory. Charlie's there. Nice.
Nice catch for the second out. Next up for the Cougars, number 23, John Egger. No runners on base, two outs. Back though to the top of the Cougars' order. Pitches a ball. Ham throws it back to Wilson. Comes the pitch. It's a fastball strike.
Yeah.
One and one. Here comes the pitch. A little bit outside. Ham goes out and snags a good catch, but it's a ball. Counts two and one.
Nice.
Here comes the pitch.
That's a good pitch. Pop up. Straight up.
Yeah, that ball landed in the Bermuda Triangle of the pitcher, the second baseman, and the shortstop. You gotta wonder why second baseman didn't come in and catch that. That was definitely his ball, wasn't it?
I believe that should have been the second baseman calling off on that one.
That's right. Number 28, Tyler Morris.
Coach Pope's going to go out and discuss that point right now, I believe.
I think he is. You know, that's almost a... Do they have infield fly rule on this level?
They do, but nobody on there, so no effect.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I tell you, I think Wilson did what he was supposed to do. You could tell he was reluctant to come down off the mound, knowing he didn't want to cause any confusion.
Yeah.
And he kind of stayed there, and then I think he saw no one was coming towards the ball, and he started coming off the mound.
Well, you know, we're in that time of day here when all the long shadows are going out towards right field. And anything high going towards the right is pretty hard to see, especially if you're backing up.
Yep. All right, well, we got a runner on first off the air. Still two outs. Here comes the pitch. And he hits it right to the shortstop, who throws, guns it to first base, who catches it for the third out.
Beautiful play.
No harm, no foul.
Great play by Emerson. Great pickup by Charlie. Third out. No run scored.
All right, so after five innings of play, the score is still Cary Academy Chargers 2, High Point Christian Academy Cougars 1. Six outs from being 2-0 in this tournament.
I put this one on just for me. This is my song. Since I did the work.
You deserve it. I tell you, you've done a good job. This is a classic.
I play this one on the guitar myself.
Oh, yeah?
It's one of my favorite ones to play, too.
Well, you ought to sing along.
I should. When you check on this, if you look on the website to listen to this podcast, which you're doing right now, if you are listening, if you click over to the area called Bonus Songs, you'll find my version of Here Comes the Sun right there.
All right. Now, if you told the team, how many of them would know this was the Beatles?
Uh-huh.
How many do you think?
My son would.
I think mine would, too.
Because he always hears me play this in the car. But I'm sure some of them wouldn't.
First up for the Chargers, the center fielder, number 8, Hunter Bryson. That is a pretty unlikable clip, in my opinion. Takes a strike right down the middle. He must have heard me say that about his clip.
Well, all the boys liked to do when I played the clip for everybody.
Here comes the pitch, a wicked curveball. He stared at it again.
They all know what it is. I don't know what it is neither. But
here comes the count, 0-2. Stared at 2 straight strikes. He's going to get something kind of ugly here, you can imagine.
Yep. Ooh.
It's high. Oh, he called that a strike? He did. Well, that ball looked way high.
That was way high. That's interesting.
That is interesting. The catcher, number 10, Matt Hamm.
I used to do that when I was a catcher, too.
Come on, 10.
Grab a ball and fire it to third. Pretend like it was a strike. And, you know, a good percentage of the time, the umpire would agree with you.
First pitch in for a strike. Here comes the pitch. Oh, man, that was a nasty-looking curveball that hit the ground and bounced.
You can do this, Matt.
They got him to swing at it, though. Counts 0-2. I'm sure when that ball leaves the pitcher's hand, it looks like it's going to come right over the plate.
Yeah.
Here comes the pitch. And it's
good cut.
Hits it right to the first baseman, though, on a sharply hit ground ball. He tags the base. He's out. 2 outs. Second baseman, number 5, Greg Jokel.
All right, need a base hit right here. Yeah, a couple of those sound like they're about to explode the speakers here.
Here comes the pitch down low for a ball, ball one. Pitch from the stretch into the dirt. Ball 2. So we got 2 outs.
Yep.
2-0 to Jokel. No one on base. Here comes the hit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sharply hit ball, though, right to the third baseman who catches it for the third out.
Tough break.
It is a tough break.
Hit that real hard, but it just went right in.
So the Chargers went down, 3 up, 3 down. Going into the bottom of the 6th inning. Well, Coach Pope, I'm sure, didn't like what he saw that inning.
Need to keep some defense up here. Good pitching.
We're keeping track with our 3 hits we had this morning. 3 this inning, is 3 this game as well. Tell you, you're just not going to win many games with 3 hits.
I've got some big news. Bank finally came through, and I'm holding the keys.
Great song right here.
Brand new Chevrolet.
Got that right.
Have you been outside? It sure is a nice night. How about a little test drive?
I just had a feeling this would sound good over the speakers bouncing around a baseball field.
There's a place I know about.
Well, you,
and it does.
And it does. Yes, it does.
We can try out the four-wheel drive. Come on now. Say, girl, I can hardly wait to get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight. Stake out a little piece of shoreline.
Lead off batter for the Cougars, number 21, Michael Johnson. I'll tell you what, the Cougars are desperate for some hits themselves.
Yeah.
They've got six outs left. Let's see what they make of them. Here comes the pitch. It's a fastball right down the middle.
Still anybody's game right now.
Yes, it is. 0-1 count to the third baseman. Here comes the pitch. Curveball high. Counts 1-1. Here comes the pitch. A little bit high. I think he called that a strike on us last inning.
Yeah.
All right, the count's 2-1 to the third baseman, Michael Johnson. Here comes the pitch. Yeah, he
pop up, second base.
He's got a beat on it.
Nice.
Nicely caught for out one. Number 39, Brett Parrish. All right.
It's a big guy. Got to be careful here.
Lefty batter. Here comes the pitch. Kind of in the dirt. Pass ball. No one on base, though, so no harm. Ball one. 1-0.
This was the starting pitcher. Still in the game somewhere, I guess. Or DH.
Well, swing and a miss. Counts 1-1. Tell you what, he just didn't seem to be able to get that fastball.
Well,
here he comes again. Boy,
swung over that one, too.
Another swing and a miss. He is upset he's not hitting that, and he is sure expecting a hit it a long way.
Yeah.
Counts 1-2. Pitching from the stretch. Here comes the pitch. It's a little bit low. He thought about it, but didn't swing.
Almost went for that low one.
Had a notion, didn't take it. Counts 2-2. Here comes the pitch. Oh, he goes down for it. He's going for it, and he catches it.
Nice job, Ian. Ian Wilson catches about 20 feet in foul territory off of third base. Needed that out.
Number 15, Kevin Sanders. Well, two outs. No one on base. That's what you want it to be. Here comes the first pitch. Swing and a miss.
Nice pitch.
Strike one. He's looking very confident. And I don't think his pitch count's that high either.
No, it's not. It's not.
That's a good thing.
They even had a lot of people on, so.
Nice. Sir. Boy, that looked outside, but he called it a strike. 0-2.
Take it while we can get it.
I'd come with that same outside pitch.
Oh,
too bad. Too bad. He hits the batter.
Yep. Hit him on the forearm. Or maybe the shoulder.
Number 14, Connor Scarborough.
Coach Pope's asking the umpire, he's saying you got to make an effort to get out of the way. That's a rule in our league. I don't know what these umpires are going to say, but
I think he made an effort to turn and get hit by that ball.
He did not move more than an inch.
You're not going to get that call very often that they didn't make an effort to move.
No.
All right. It'd be good to get. The ball back here by the backstop. They came and got it. Runner on first. Here comes the pitch. Throws to first base, though. Runner dives back. Safe. Stute's been standing right on the bag, though. Here comes the pitch. It's a foul tip back. Out of play. Good way to start. 0-1 count.
Yeah.
Runner on first still. Sticking pretty close. Pretty close. Takes a lead. Counts 0-1. Here comes the pitch. Swing the
good
mass.
Pitch. Oh, he's definitely not going to run now.
0-2. 0-2, two outs. You got to think he's going to see a curveball here. Let's see.
He's going.
He is running. Fouled it out of play, though. All right. Still no balls, two strikes, runner on first, two outs.
Need a pitch right here.
Here comes the pitch.
That's a good pitch.
And he hits it right to the third baseman, who bobbles it a little bit. Oh, and they get on.
Yeah, everybody's safe.
That would have been a hard play to make from deep behind that third base bag, but don't get a chance. Runners on first and second.
Yep, that would have been a long throw either way.
Number 25, Noah Blackmore.
Still two down, even out here. Oh, third base again.
Third base, just tag the runner. Okay.
Nice.
First base. That'll
good
work.
Job.
That'll work too.
Yep. He was moving towards first base, so he just kept going that way and threw it. Came out well.
And last game we were talking about how the runner ran by him and he just tagged him. But this time I think you're right. He had momentum going towards first, so he just decided to go ahead and throw it. Luckily it was a good throw.
It was. All right. 2-1.
Here we go. Going into the top of the seventh inning.
Need some insurance right here.
Yes, we do.
That's a little thin right there.
We were just talking about how this morning when the runner went by, Ian, he tagged him instead of going to first, and now he decided to make the throw to first. He can do it. He can do it either way. He can get that out. He's amphibious. Tell you this High Point team, maybe looking just a little bit flat too. A leadoff batter for the Chargers. Right fielder, number 14, Mark Easley.
I need a base hit here. Team's trying to help him out there a little bit.
There we go. Here comes the pitch.
Yeah, run it out, run it out.
Right to the shortstop who gets him at first. But it was a sharply hit ball.
Yeah. Another one hit right in.
Next up for the Chargers, the pitcher, number 9, Brandon Wilson.
Come on, Brandon, start it off now. Go after that first pitch fastball. Sometimes that's a good idea. Came again. Almost.
First pitch inside for a ball. 1-0. Here comes the pitch.
Ooh.
Oh, ugly curveball. Swing and a miss for strike two. Hey, let's go. Oh, you call that first one a ball?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just missed the first one inside.
2-1 is the count. Two balls, one strike. Here comes the pitch.
Yeah.
That's a good base hit.
Solid
fastball right down the center.
Right center field, perfect hit.
Shortstop, number 3, Emerson Mann.
Need a rally right here.
Got one out. Man up to bat. Here
comes the pitch.
Good luck.
Ball one. All right, Wilson at first after that base hit. Here comes the pitch to man. Oh, he throws it back to first base, dive and safe. All right, one out. Here comes the pitch. Low. Ball two, good eye. Way to watch that.
Yep. Make him throw now.
Here comes the pitch. Oh, he throws it back. Wilson dives back to first. He's safe. He's awful quick, I tell you. I don't think they're going to catch him.
I don't think so. Alert up there. But they know he's probably wanting to run.
This counts 2-0. Here's the – and he hits the ball to the shortstop, who backhands it, throws it to second base and get the out. Man makes it to first base on the fielder's choice. Next up for the Chargers, the third baseman, number 16, Ian Wilson. Well, if he wants to prolong the hitting for us in this game, he needs to get a hit here. Man on first base. He dives back on the throw from the pitcher, and he is safe. Well, they're worried about that runner getting to second.
Yeah.
Doing all they can to hold him on. Here comes the pitch, and boy, it's a – oh, no.
Uh-oh.
They got him in
play.
They got him in a rundown.
Yeah.
He's doing what he can. Yeah, they got him. I tell you, he got caught a little bit too far off.
Yeah, the catcher came up throwing. It was a bad pitch.
Yep.
So Emerson thought he might have bobbled it. He stayed a little bit far off the base, and the catcher threw him behind him.
Yes, he did. Well, they can get three outs. It won't matter.
That's the key right now. That's all there is to it.
So we're going into the bottom of the seventh inning with the Cary Chargers 2 and the High Point Christian Academy Cougars 1. Bringing Wilson back to the mound. That's a good call, I think. He's not throwing that many pitches, and he's been pitching great. So why wouldn't you bring him back?
Exactly. We're going to call him Brandon Wild Thing Wilson from now on if he gets these guys out.
I agree with you. Well, we've got the last two batters in the order and then back to the top.
Well, you need to get that first out. That's key.
Yes, he does.
One run game, you got to keep that first batter off base.
All right, going into the bottom of the seventh inning, the leadoff batter for the Cougars, number 37, Tyler Arath.
Let's go, defense!
Come on, defense.
Let's go, D!
Here comes the pitch. It is right down the pipe for a strike. Great pitch to start this batter. 0-1 count.
Nice pitch.
Here comes the pitch. And he drills it out the
center
fielder. He's running back. And he
gets it. Hunter Bryson all over that fly ball.
That was well struck but caught. One out. Next up for the Cougars, number 12, Andrew Still.
One down. That's a key out right there. Need to get another one here.
Here comes the pitch.
Yeah.
Right down the pipe, wasn't it?
Yep.
Fastball for strike one. 0-1 count.
Foul ball.
Tries to bunt it.
He got
Strike two.
0-2 count. Well, tell you, he's walking slow back to the plate, the batter. I think that ball might have hit him in the hand.
Get Brandon!
I believe you're right. He's shaking it off.
All right, here comes the pitch. Way ahead in the count at 0-2. He throws.
Oh, yeah.
He throws a fastball right down the middle for a swing and a miss for two outs. They got to like that. They got two down. They're one out away from winning this game.
That's a good call in that situation.
Number 23, John Egger. Well, let's see if he can finish it off.
Two down.
Chargers are one out away from winning this game. Here comes the pitch. Looked like a pretty good pitch, but he called it a ball. Counts 1-0.
Still playing chatter out there.
Here comes the pitch, and he's swinging a foul tip on the left field side, or the left side of the field.
That's one.
1-1. With two more strikes. Brandon Pope, the assistant coach, is moving his outfielders over. Center fielder's moving over. Here comes the pitch, and it's a curveball.
Ooh, nice. Ball. Oh.
It looked nice. Crowd didn't like that call for a
no,
ball.
No, I don't know where that missed, but.
But here's.
He said it did.
2-1's the count. Here comes the pitch. It's high again. It was a little high. 3-1.
All right.
Hopefully he can reach deep and find a couple more strikes here and finish off a really pretty full finish off one hitter.
Yeah. It's in reach right
Cougars
here.
Cougars have only gotten one hit this game. Here comes the pitch.
And it's right.
That was right down the pipe.
Beautiful. Outside corner.
He likes that outside corner strike.
Yeah.
So he got a full count. You think he'll come back with a fastball or a curve here?
I say fastball. Put him away. Yeah, no, he did, but it's high.
I think that might have been a curve. Got away from him a little bit. Runner advances to first on the walk. Number 28, Tyler Morris. Well, you get a little queasy feeling anytime you see a runner on and you don't have three outs, but second batter in the Cougar order, he knows what he has to do.
Yeah.
Here comes the pitch, and he drills
deep
it hard,
center,
a deep
center.
He's center fielder, I think, has it.
Yeah! Nice job, Hunter Bryson, for the third out right there.
Way to go, Hunter Bryson!
Cougars win it. Chargers win it, sorry.
That's the ball.
Way to go, Brandon!
That's the ball game. Final score, Cary Chargers 2, High Point Christian Academy Cougars 1.
Thanks a lot. Great game. So the Chargers are now going to be in the finals. Tomorrow night, what time?
Yes, they are. That's exciting. It's 5:30 tomorrow night.
5:30 tomorrow night. We'll be back on the air with our podcast, and we'll watch the Chargers go all the way.
All right. Chargers go to 2-0. They've won both games today. It's a great day for the Chargers.
Good game. We'll see y'all tomorrow.